What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. We got a special episode today. Special announcement. If you haven't heard already, ACT Dental has merged with SmileSource. And we couldn't be more excited about it. And there's a special opportunity coming up. It's called the SmileSource Exchange, where you can come, you can bring your team, and you can be super fired up. And there's a big reason why. And so today I have Dr. Barrett Straub, our CEO, and Dr. Jeff Osborne on to discuss the why, the how, the when of the SmileSource Exchange. Building strength through connection. You don't want to miss it. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know the GM around here. Our job is to keep you excited about what you're doing and add some value so you can create a better practice and better life. We have an amazing opportunity coming up. It's called the SmileSource Exchange. If you haven't been, you have to go. Now, I'm going to tell you why here in a second. I've got my co-host, Dr. Barrett Straub, and Dr. Jeff Osborne on today. And we're going to share some unique things about an incredible opportunity coming up. And so, Barrett, why don't you kick us off here and tell us what it's all about?
Yeah, thanks, Kirk. In a recent podcast, you heard exciting news. We announced the merger of ACT Dental and SmileSource. And in that recent podcast, if you missed it, go back and listen to it. But I'll give you the cliff notes here. We announced the merger. We talked about the future. And we discussed how together these two companies and these two groups are stronger than ever and are going to change the industry of dentistry for the better for private practice. We're going to disrupt the industry and be that community, that group of people that is here solely to support and elevate independent private practice. Now, we're starting something new. It's a combination of efforts. It's a new community. It's a movement. It's not just two companies coming together, but as we talked about, like, we need you. We're going to set the movement started. We're going to begin this community, and we need all the private practice dentists out there that are listening that this resonates with. We need you to join us and come and get some momentum going. Now, one of the key parts in that is strength through connection. And we are stronger. SmileSource and ACT Dental, as we talked about, are stronger together than apart. And that in that strength, we're able to affect in a positive way private practice more quickly and at a higher level together. Now, ironically, strength through connection is the tagline or the purpose of SmileSource's annual meeting called The Exchange. I'm going to have Jeff, Chief Dental Officer of SmileSource, talk about that. But I'm going to encourage, if you're an ACT Dental community member, you've been listening to this podcast, or you're a SmileSource dentist that is listening to this podcast, or if you're neither and you just found this podcast, I'm going to encourage you to consider joining us in Louisville, Kentucky, September 10th through the 13th for The Exchange. Why? Because it's an amazing educational community event. And I'm going to have Jeff explain that in just a second. It is the first time the ACT community and the SmileSource community will be under one roof together. And there's going to be some power and some inspiration in that. And then third, we have some awesome speakers. So we recently announced some keynote speakers. So we have Nate Scott, otherwise known as Utah. He's a Blue Angel pilot, inspiring us on high-performing teams. We have Catherine Eitel-Belt, who's an expert in organizational health and communication. She has actually coached our coaches at ACT Dental. She's amazing. She's going to be there. Our own Kirk Barrett is going to be MC and speaking from the main floor. And if you haven't heard Kirk, you're going to want to. You're going to laugh. I guarantee two things. You're going to laugh and you're going to leave highly inspired. And then lastly, we're going to have a panel discussion. The three of us, Kirk, myself, Jeff, and other doctors within our communities are going to be up in a panel. We're going to have a discussion about how bright private practice is, what challenges we face, and how together we can overcome those. So this isn't just, and Jeff's going to talk about all the other practice management and clinical opportunities, but this is a little unique meeting. And I know it's hard to jump on a plane. I know it's hard to leave your family. I think this one might be worth it. And so we're all going to be there. I'm going to invite you to be there. But Jeff, yes. For those of us that haven't been to an exchange before, give us a quick snapshot of what we can expect there.
So this will be 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Fabulous learning opportunity, collaboration. Could be a little adult beverage or two.
Have some fun.
Have a little fun. We are in Louisville. Wait, how do you say it?
Louisville.
We're in Louisville. So we're in the bourbon capital. So there might be some bourbon. I'm not really sure. I don't partake of bourbon. But Louisville is a great little town in the heart, easy to get to, easy in, easy out. We'll be right downtown. But it's 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. One price. You just get there, spend the night, your CE, your food, your drinks included. I don't know any other meeting that does that. So once you get there, we're going to take care of you. Just get there and go to sleep, wake up, let us take care of you. 17 hours of CE available for you. You were saying why people should consider going. I would say you need to go. This is not a want. This is a need. So if you know anything about me and my family, we're a big Ole Miss family. And one time there was a football player, he was being interviewed, and they asked him, they said, why did you go to Ole Miss? He said, I went to visit. They said, you mean the visit is all that it took? And he said, well, my granddad told me, he said, if you don't want to go to Ole Miss, don't go visit. Because once you visit, you're going to go. Now, I have a little bias there, but this is the same thing. Put this to the Small Source Exchange. Once you come, you'll stay. Once you see us in action, you will stay. A very good friend of mine actually was an old associate of mine in Houston, Texas. A couple of few years ago, I invited him to come out to the exchange. At that time, we were sitting in the main conference room for the general session. It wasn't 15 minutes into it, and he tapped me on the shoulder. He was sitting behind me, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and he goes, this is a freaking awesome meeting. I mean, and he had only started to experience it. So I think once you go there, you'll see, you know, unfortunately right now in the way the world is going, in-person meetings are struggling. Attendance is down on all these meetings. People are finding a different way to find their education, et cetera. But the collaboration of doctors together, we're such a cottage industry. We're loners. We're out there by ourselves. You don't need to be. The best way to improve yourself, your practice, is to lock arms with other people. This will be a time to rejuvenate your mind, your body, your soul, and get you back to doing what you want to do and the trajectory of your practice. So when we started this 15 years ago, I think I alluded on a previous podcast, the first meeting I ever sat in had 30 people in there. There was probably 20 of us that were dentists, 10 that were industry representatives. I was one of the OG. I'm one of the original doctors. There's maybe two or three people that have a membership a little bit older than mine, but that may be even stretching it. I can only think of one right off the top of my head. And here we are now, 15 years later, that 30-person meeting will now turn into a meeting that will have 12 to 1,500 people plus industry as well. There'll be doctors, teams, representatives. And the one thing that I would tell you, so two nights ago, I was having dinner with some industry people. One of the three reps that I was having dinner with, he's been to the exchange. His two bosses were with us. And my friend Corey looked at him and said, you've never experienced anything. And they're like, you think we should go to see what this is about? These were his bosses. He's like, yes. And even he said, you know, it's not a sales pitch. He goes, when we go there, we're going there to see friends. This is an industry person. He said, because they know I'm not there to sell them. I'm there to be their partner. So you're not going to have people sitting in the exhibit hall running from each other. Oh, Lord, no, not the guy selling light bulbs again. No. They know they're not trying to sell you. What they're trying to do is elevate you. And that even came from an industry representative. So he doesn't even look at it as a sales opportunity. He looks at it as just growth in general.
I love that.
So we'll start Thursday off with our infinity groups. Our infinity groups, I think, is one of the things that sets us apart mm-hmm. from other organizations. We have four different infinity groups. We have what we call the emerging markets. These are probably going to be younger, definitely smaller practices doing under $1 million. But if we look at the ADA, under $1 million could be considered the average practice. Based upon some of the numbers they put out there, but it's under $1 million. We then have the Millionaires Club, which is 1 to 2 million. Then we have the CEO group, which is 2 million and above. Our goal, and we have leaders and all there, and then we have the teams group. So you bring your teams. Your teams mm-hmm. need to come. And then we have an infinity group just for the team. So they'll be in teams training where they can all lock arms together and rejuvenate and have fun. Our goal with these infinity groups is I want the emerging market to go. I want them all to graduate up to the $1 million club. And I want the $1 million or the millionaire club to all graduate to the CEO. I want us to keep pushing everybody through the system. And we do this really and truly. It is business. So I have an MBA in healthcare administration. And so I lead the millionaires group, the $1 million club. We usually have a business person in there talking about just business in general, because I think when you're starting off in practice, you're drilling and you're filling and you're clinical. And you know, then you get to the millionaire club, and that's where that peak and that plateau starts to kick in a little bit. Now you need some good business acumen. You need some numbers. You need metrics. You got to learn how to be the CEO of your own business. And then you take off and you end up becoming the CEO, which is the third group. And then we'll talk about, peer-to-peer mastermind and how we help each other. That's day one. Then we'll go into a general session. Day two and day three will be breakout sessions. These will be your true, what you think of, hour, 2 hour, 4 hour, hands-on, didactic, CE learning opportunities. We'll throw in some general sessions. Our exhibit hall is a little bit different. Our exhibit hall, we open it up during lunch, and we open it up in the evening time. And so we want you to go back in, and we'll all congregate back together, and we'll eat and drink and all meet back in the exhibit halls, and then we'll have a big party in the evening time. And it's just, it's like going to a family reunion, you know, except you don't have the aunt that wants to kiss everybody, you know. but it is a family. It's a family reunion. And so I just encourage everybody to get there.
That's great. I can't wait. And what I, as you described that, I'm hearing a couple themes that resonate with me, and I'll bet are resonating with the private practice dentists out there. So one is, it's going to be different than most big meetings I've been to. Let me describe the difference that I'm hearing. I've been to a lot of those. I know everyone has, where you go into the lecture, you see a bunch of dentistry of the guy saying, look at how great I am. You feel, I can't do that. and you feel bad. Then you walk on the vendor floor and everyone is saying, buy this $200,000 piece, buy this $100,000 piece, buy this $150,000 piece. Everyone has them. If you don't, you're not a good dentist. And sometimes you leave those meetings not feeling great about yourself. And what I'm hearing, Jeff, is this is going to be exactly the opposite, meaning you're going to be surrounded with like-minded people. Not only everyone's there as a private practice dentist, but now with the affinity groups, you're going to be surrounded with people that are like really in your same business model, in your shoes. I like that. The other part I'm hearing is like all the speakers and all the vendors are there with the strength through connection mindset, meaning we're here to help private practice. And yes, if you need to invest in things, we have, you know, the vendors are there by design, not just anyone, right? They're there to support private practice. So the exchange would be the perfect place to make any investments in your business. And then third, all the speakers there, they're like to help support private practice, not just show you how great they are. And so I love that feel. I'm excited to experience it. And Kirk, you're going to be there. We're going to have a panel discussion. Kirk, you're going to speak on better practice, better life through private practice. Give us a snapshot of you're doing less speaking, Kirk. And we hear it all the time. When's Kirk speaking? I got to go listen to Kirk. I haven't heard him in a while. So here's a chance. What are you going to speak on?
Yeah, so I'm going to go through the ins and outs and details. Now, I'm biased. I don't think there's a better profession in the world than dentistry. Because you think about this, the freedom of choice. You can choose where to practice. You can choose what hours to practice. You can choose your team members. You can choose which patients you want to work on. And you can choose, like, you can choose what type of dentistry. Now, there are so many different classifications of practice, whether you do airway, restorative, implant. Like, it's amazing. And the coolest thing is, you get to choose all of this. Your fees, your speed, your pace. When you have all of that, you have what's called freedom. And I am forever going to speak about that. Better practice, better life, what that means. My number one frustration with dentistry is people say work smarter, you know, not harder. But no one shows you how to do that. I'm going to show you how to do that. And you're going to be surrounded by people that are actually doing that. Great CE like this is more important than ever, 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 ever. Here's why. It's not the information. You have to keep the fire lit. You have to. That is critical to your survival, to your leadership, to your team. You have to go to a meeting like this and you got to come back. If you have any hair, it should be on fire. And I don't have any, but like, and it's more important, your team. Now, I'm no different. If you're listening to this podcast, your team is just like mine. They've heard me talk forever. They're like, get out of here, go speak somewhere. And then they go to a course. We're part of this conference every year. They're like, that was amazing. And they hear from other leaders saying things that I've said for 10 years. And they're like, well, he said it differently. You know how this works. You can't say the things that need to be said in the way they need to be said to your team because they're tired of listening to you. The cool thing about the exchange is you can just come and be part of the family and just enjoy yourself. And let us do the work and let them come back with their hair on fire. So I'm super excited to be there. It's an amazing town. One more thing. It comes at an amazing time of the year. Think about this. You're going to come off the heels of summer. You're going to be refocusing. Everybody's back in school. Now we're in, like, we're getting locked in September. What a great way to start that process in the beginning of September. So join us in Louisville.
I love it. We're going to, in the show notes below, you're going to have a link to go and check out what the exchange is and register. Otherwise, go to smilesource.com. The exchange will be right on the homepage there. Let's all set our hair on fire together in Louisville, September 10th, Louisville. 13th. And more importantly, come for the community. Come for the inspiration. Come to get motivated to further our journey in private practice, because private practice is great. Yeah. And so, Kirk, close us out, and you'll be hearing from us again soon in future podcasts with more vision and more excitement about this merger and this new movement of ours called SmileSource and Act Dental.
Yeah, you're going to hear this theme a lot. I get it, because I've been there. Being an entrepreneur is hard. Being a dentist, hard. Trying to lead a team, it's hard. but you can't do that alone. You weren't meant to. And what I'm going to encourage you to do is join the movement. And the Smile Source Exchange is a great place to do it. If you're like, I don't know what this is all about, but we just need a little something. Come, I promise you, you'll love it. You'll come back inspired, informed, and you'll be believing the right thing. Your team will come back with the right mindset saying, I didn't think we can do this. I know we can do this. So join us in September 10th through the 13th, Louisville, for the Smile Source Exchange. Just like Baird shared, we do have all of this information down in the show notes. If you're not taking notes, don't worry. We're taking notes for you. So if you're consuming the podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, doesn't matter. Flip up to the show notes. You're going to see a link. Just click it. We're making it easy for you. You can show up and be inspired. So keep joining in. We're going to keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.